Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry lives in St. Louis, but is calling in from Denver. His preaching today is entitled, To Have or Have Not.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me. He replied to him, Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator? Then he said to the crowd, Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, What shall I do, for I do not have space to store my harvest? And he said, This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry. But God said to him, You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all who stored up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. The Gospel of the Lord. In 2007, Annie Leonard made an incredible, rather provocative film, documentary, you would call it, The Story of Stuff. And she said, We have a problem with stuff. We have too much of it. Too much of it is toxic, and we don't share it very well. But that's not the way things have to be. This film on consumerism and sustainability led to a whole new project of people trying to find a way to act so that stuff does not dominate our lives. Today's scripture readings raise some of the same kinds of questions that Annie Leonard raises regarding our lives of work, working for so many possessions, our relationship with wealth and status, bigger and bigger barns. And what about our inheritance? How much is enough? Basically, these readings this Sunday cause us to think about greed. Whether by brains or brawn, we spend much of our lives just trying to survive, especially poor people. Or in other cases, trying to get more than we truly need, especially in the case of rich people. So what becomes of our lives if having stuff is all we really care about, whether we're poor or rich? How much do we need? It seems that fear of the future possibilities, the dangers of the future, make us more greedy. And more wealth makes us more greedy for more wealth. Jesus tells an interesting parable about this when someone asked him about receiving his inheritance from his brother. It turns out a rich man is not simply rich, but greedy to get more, and will die this very night, all for naught. So without being morbid, I was thinking about my own life and now realize that being in my 70s, realistically, I might not have much more than a decade of life, or at least as a good life, if I live real old, but what would it be like? Many of us might think about that as we age, and we all do. So how ought I live now? How ought many of us, or any of us, young or old, live our lives? Knowing that we will eventually die. This very night, perhaps not. But shall we shop or work till we drop? What stuff do we need? To have or not to have? That is the question. To paraphrase Shakespeare's Hamlet, to be or not to be. He tragically asked that very sad question about his life, that Hamlet almost suicidal question. But Jesus wants us to be more than persons who have divine treasures, have treasure. He wants us to be people who have divine treasures, I should say, rather than so many earthly possessions. St. Paul tells the Colossians, get rid of your old stuff and your old self with all its greed and put on a new self that sees Christ in all, with no distinctions, no discriminations. I recently saw a film version of Victor Hugo's tragic novel, Les Misérables. You probably saw the film or the opera also. In it, a former person or prisoner, Jean Valjean, is forever reformed, changed, his entire life different by this act of kindness, of hospitality and forgiveness, and when he is taken in. And consequently, he spends his new wealth and his new life treating others with dignity and mercy, but at the same time being pursued by an unforgiving enemy. And throughout the story, the question is, who am I? And what ought I do? What choices must we make to live morally? As Jesus says, store up treasures that are divine. And as St. Paul says, recognize that Christ is in all, and we don't need so much stuff.